News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Blinn College Board of Trustees, met on Tuesday night. The agenda included awarding a contract for renovation of the Tejas Center in space that will be taken over by Blinn College. On the phone with Blinn College Brazos County Campus President, Dr. Sylvia McMullen, and also Richard Bray. Dr. McMullen, let's get the update regarding the Board of Trustees' action on that construction contract.
Board of Trustees awarded a $1.37 million construction contract to Dudley Construction Company. It's really for to prepare newly leased space at the Tejas Center in Bryan. We're moving our enrollment services, our veteran services, our financial aid, everything that I would consider front-end systems, advising, and counseling to a one-stop shop that's located off of the campus to enable our students to really be able to go there, get everything they need in one place, and it also allows us to ease some of the traffic that occurs and congestion that occurs on this campus and to protect the integrity of the instructional buildings here on the Villa Maria site. This is really part of our master plan that we have been working for now about 18 months as we begin to focus our efforts on the expansion and renovation. The board also authorized the sale of $10 million worth of bonds to continue to expand and renovate here on the Villa Maria campus. That will include some redoing of the administration building that those student services are moving out of, to add to our food services and to do other faculty offices and some other projects that we will that believe will enhance our offerings to our students.
If you can remind us of the timeline, I'm guessing sequentially the Tejas Center has to be done before you can work back on the main campus.
It's absolutely a domino effect, you bet. The Tejas Center, we will begin construction immediately because we only have a couple of windows in which we can move our enrollment services. Those services will be moved by the 1st of March to be followed very quickly behind that with advising and counseling. Once those offices are vacated here on the campus, it allows us to really renovate those spaces for other uses. So it very much is a domino effect as we begin this process of expansion and renovation.
The hopes for having things finished on the campus would be next fall?
We actually believe that those things will be finished in time for fall 2015, everything that we are talking about. So we're looking very forward to those expanded learning spaces and food service offerings, some of those things that we really haven't had much of on this campus.
The construction contract, was that based on bids or negotiations? How'd that work out?
No, that is a bid process in which we awarded it to the lowest bidder through a matrix in terms of evaluating those bids. Dudley has was the winner in that bid process. That is a procurement process that goes through purchasing just as all other procurement processes do.
How many proposals were considered?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe there were only two proposals that came forward for the construction.
And the price was within what was estimated by the administration?
Yes, it was. It was well within the estimated budgeted amount for the construction.
And I bring that up just because we've heard so much about how difficult it is to get construction, particularly on public projects, considering how busy the oil fields are and there's so much competition. It's nice to know that there's still places with quality companies, as Dudley has proven to be.
Yes, you know, Dudley is really one of the premier construction companies. They're a four-time recipient of the Newman 10 Awards. They are also local, so we're very pleased. They have done work for us previously. When we added our modular buildings, they were the construction manager on those buildings. So this is a real opportunity to work locally, and we know that there are a lot of construction projects that are going on, so we feel very fortunate to be able to have them.
And time to talk a little bit about what's ahead academically. We'll visit with Richard Bray about registration already starting for the winter mini-mester and spring semester at Blinn. Richard, what else can we find out about that?
Absolutely. We have registration open right now for both the winter mini-mester and the spring semester. So the winter mini-mester is something we opened a couple years ago. It starts December 19th through 23rd and then runs again January 5th through 15th, and you can register up to December 18th. If you're looking for an extra course, if you're looking for some quick college credit, you can actually complete a three-hour course here on our campus or online just within 3 weeks. And a lot of those courses are available online, so if you're planning on visiting family or doing some traveling, if you have an internet connection, you can get access to those classes. And we are still also offering registration for the spring semester, and that's going to be open through January 19th, and classes begin January 20th, the following day. So if anybody's looking for information on enrollment or for financial aid opportunities, go ahead and visit us at blinn.edu.
Get it done early.
Absolutely.
Richard Bray, Dr. Sylvia McMullen, Blinn College, and Brian visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.